Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Tana Rabbanim. Okay, so in the Yud Ches Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom. Okay, he just walked in about 10 times. He was just walking in. But the island's here. Tana Rabbanim. How you mean? So we're talking about the big day Kahuna. Hi, Rabbi. We were talking about the Big Day Kahuna. And we just finished the Gemara before saying that by Big Day Kahuna there's a psul of Chisur Begadim, which means he has to be wearing all his garments. And then there's also a psul of Yitur Begadim. For example, a Kohen Hedyot who wears the Big Day Kohen Gadol. Now let's say it's one of the Kohanim wears his sports jacket. See today, in today's daf, what the halacha is with that. A Kohen Gadol or a Kohen, anyways, wears Big Day Chol.
Depends on whether or not.
What was that, Rabbi David? Maybe Rabbi David's on the phone. Yeah, Rabbi David's on the phone. Well, right now I'm looking at his curtains. Right now I'm looking at his curtains, but he went behind the curtains. He's not clearing out part of it. Okay,
the question is with phone, with gloves. I went to get the
phone. Yeah, well, that's another thing. That's another thing. Okay, well, we'll see. Let's read the...
Where exactly are we?
Okay, we are on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom. It says Tan Rabbanan, yeah. Tan Rabbanan, yeah. Hayim Rushalin. If the Big Day Kahuna, any, the Kain Hedyot, the Kain Gadol, doesn't matter. And Pashas, we're talking about the Ksainis over here. That's what really would make the most sense, I'm assuming. The pastor is talking about the Ksainis over here because it was too long or too short. I mean, that which beggar are we talking about that's dragging on the ground? Or the Me'il. Even the Mechlesayim go all the way down. It's going to be a little hard. Okay.
But the case.
So when it says that they were too long.
They're more like baseball niggers. Like
knickers. Chasidim. The best thing is chasidim. But the chasidim wear, that's what the... Alright, so let's... Just to make it simple, we'll talk about the me'il, or the ksainis, which was dragging, was too long. Too long. Mesulakin, or let's say they were short. Okay. Too short. Misuchakim, let's say they were torn up, they were worn out. Rashi says Yeshonim, they were old. The Avad, and he serves with these clothing, these garments. Avodasik Sheira, his Avodah is kosher. Rashi says, what's the Chiddush? Yavagav the Chsiv midoy vad, shetehikim midos. So you make a drosha that the clothing has to be fitted, has to be custom suits. He has to be very fitted. Mitzvah al mehibul al akiv, it's a mitzvah and it's not ma'akiv. So we'll see in Amud Beis more on that. Bivarichos. Okay, so that's the first halacha. Now, let's say Lavash Shnei Mechnasayim. Let's say he wore two knickerbockers and Shnei Avnetim, two belts. Hasar Achas. Let's say he was missing one, or Yeser Achas, or adding one. Okay, so now this is interesting. We said the case of fine. Hasar Achas means he's missing clothing. That's the case of Chisur Begadim. Now it says another case where he adds on another garment. But we just finished saying, he just wore Shnei Mechnasayim or Shnei Avnetim. So this is what Rashi comes along and Rashi says, the Chiddush over here is, Yisar Achas, Hoysef Aleim Shum Beger Bo'ilam. Rashi over here says that here we're not talking about necessarily Shnei Mechnasayim or Shnei Avnetim. Any beged, he puts on the scarf. Yeah. And this is the big rate over here. If there's a din of Yitur Begadim when you put on Big Day Chol, the Rambam doesn't bring this case. The Rambam just brings the case. Lavash Shnei Mechnasayim, Shnei Avnetim. And then he leaves out the case of Yeser Achas. He just says those two cases because, what do you mean? There's no, this is the case of Yitur Begadim. So what is it for? So Rashi says the Hoysafos Chiddush is to tell us Shum Beged Ba'olam.
In your case of Tzilt on
the Avnet. That's.
Regular, right?
Silt, so cotton.
Yeah. And the child's whether or not he means it's
yes or begotten,
or he means it's so
chatzitza. Where did you hear it?
The
And it's not the mukum of the gutter. It's going to be, he puts it in a place, let's say where it says Nian. It's like there's no other thing that lives there.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Where it's, there's no other beggar that's there. Over there, because some learn, because some Mishnah, and that's still a Yikar Begad. So there, you see, if you're going to learn like that, you see that it would not apply only to two double sinus or double the sinus.
Interesting.
You would learn.
Yeah. Right. Well,
can you ask? I should have said, can you ask Rabbi, if a guy is a Yitr Begadim, does he get Misa B'dei Shemayim like a czar? He puts on a polo shirt.
The case of the polo, you mean regular Yitr Begadim or?
Yeah,
or,
regular Yitr Begadim. Does he get Misa B'dei Shemayim?
Because what is it? What's like a Yitr Begadim or a Yitr Begadim?
More is less.
So what will happen? So it could be possible. It will be a psul of Zaris.
Even by
Yitzhak, he would say it's a psul of Zaris.
Even by Yitzhak Begadim.
Yeah.
Okay, so even by Yitzhak Begadim, it's considered like he's not wearing his proper clothes. Not wearing his proper garments. So
Zor.
Okay. All right. So the point is here, Rashi says Shum Begadim Boilim, right? Like we said, he puts on a scarf or something extra. That Rashi also is considered to be, we'll see it on the base, another case of Big Dechol, how to reconcile the two things. Chazan Yecheskel talks about it. But this point Rashi says Big Dechol. So in that case, that's the first three cases. Let's say he has a bandage on his flesh, Takas Big Doi, under the Begit. So, it's a Chatzitzer, right? Or another case, Shahayu Mitush, Toshin, they were soiled with, Rashi says, tit, mud. I'm the Kura'in, or they were torn up. The Avad, and then he does the Avoid. In this case, Avad does Ipsula. The Avoid is possible even by the Avid. Rashi says, a few hang Chadashim by the case of torn clothing. The Lab Beged Haroi Avoid, the Bein Lachavil Lisafaris. So Rashi here learns that the Psul of Mikura'in, for example, Amitushtoshin, I don't think he's going back in the case of the Ratiya al Basar. I think that's something else. That has nothing to do with L'chavit with the Sephardis. Right? The last two cases, that's Chasitza. These two cases, Hayini Shino of Akosala. Rashi's just saying that is, without them, without these, if it's not L'chavit with the Sephardis, it's not called Big Day Kahuna. It's missing the So just to point out one thing. The case of Mikurayim, Rashi says the problem comes so far. I think the Rambam says it's absolved the Chusuk Begadim. I think the Rambam says also over there. No, they have it wrong. Maybe the Rambam.
therefore, it's like you're not wearing the godim.
Oh.
Or it's a new psul. Oh,
okay. Full of blood, like an unfaceable.
Same thing, I'll be my gay. Yeah.
But that's the covered safaris name.
Yeah, but it's a new thing. The Ramban, it's an interesting thing that the Ramban holds that where it's Mikura, the place where it's torn, you're not wearing the gun. Therefore, applies Professor Begadim.
The Ramban says that. I do the Rambam. The Ramban says that.
Ramban
Sefer HaMitzvah says that it's Mikura'in is
the flesh.
They bring it down to the Masifta.
Wherever it is, it's not a new din of a couple of Sefaris.
No,
we
need to catch it up.
Let's say they patch it up.
Let's say the Begadim get dirty. You never put them into a laundry washing.
You can put some.
Got it. You got to throw them away. You got to bury them. You got to have always new ones. There's no such thing as washing dirty, washing the laundry.
You can't put Tide and No ties. Can't put ties.
No. Wait a second. There's a major problem here. Kruei Begodim is a special law. Like Kruei Reich. Kruei Reich. Ask Rebbe what's the difference between this and Kruei Begodim. This is very important.
Okay, so
that's in its place. Dam chatos make this all right. Special din of dam chatos.
So the question is, if maybe it's considered like he's not wearing begadim and it ends up being absorbed into begadim. Maybe even Rashi, Rabbi's saying
no.
Maybe that makes it absorb in the begadim, and if we don't have them, maybe.
Right,
that's,
but that's not possible.
Right, Rashi.
It's
a new psul. Rashi is a cover. And I was thinking, why is it not shinul of akas of la'akiv? So you don't need shinul of akas of la'akiv over here. It's not. Rashi learns it's not considered big day kohen gadol. It's not big day kahuna if it's not l'chaver l'safar. So that's just an added.
Yeah,
right. Maybe that's a show. Okay. I'm
really sorry to do this, but there's a special love of Kruei Begadim. How is that different than what we're doing here? There's a special love of Mitzvah Dei Shemayim by Pruei Reish and Kruei Begadim.
You're not allowed to tear them.
No, the Kruei Begadim, he wears them. He can't be Pruei Reish. Rashechem al Tifru v'gadeichem al Sifrimu.
Is it to tear them or to wear them when they're torn?
You're not allowed to tear them.
That's a
tearing. No. But I'm asking, there's a special love of Kruei Reish and Kruei Begadim. How is this different than that? There's a special love. He gives a Mitzvah Dei Shemayim for Kruei Begadim. And it's not Mechala de Avaita.
What's the love?
It's a special letter. In Parsha Shmini, Rosh Hashem al Tifru begadim al Sifrimu. It's in the first parak of and Kruei Begadim.
Oh.
And Kruei Begadim is one is a special love. Misa b'day Shemayim.
Kruei Reish. There's Kruei Reish and Shtui Yayim.
And Kruei Begadim. It's the same pasuk. Yeah, it's a special love. Hold on a second.
No, I don't think so. Please.
Yeah, Shalom, you cut it. See here, Rabbi, I just found it. Perik Aleph Halacha Yudal Abiyas Mikdash. It's Kruei Begadim. Shenechem Rashechem Al Tifro Bigdechem Leisufroim Vulaisamusu. Hom Avad the Kruei Begadim Chai Visvide Shemayim. Wait a second. I think there's a. I found it.
Yeah.
That's not that. They're not talking about tearing it. That's going to be a special by Neil.
That's
Malchus, but everything else. Here. Rebbe, I found it. There's Rebbe Kiva Eger. Rebbe Kiva Eger says that the difference is Begodim Mikuroim the Hocha Shemakura B'Makaymis Harbe. And B.S. Mikdash, my thing, Kuroi Begodim is only Minhat Savor, Kederach Shekairim Lemais.
Right.
So that's going to be, there's a major difference. This is just, it's just ripped. And the love, I didn't realize this, the love of Kruei Begadim is just when he does it on his collar.
And Baruch David, I think we should, I think the Olam came to learn the daf a little bit.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I know, I just woke up too early. I'm wired. I'm wired.
You had a good night's sleep over there, or a half night's sleep.
No, I only had 2 hours.
The stairs are really okay. So, all right, this is going to get a little confusing. So, let's try to. Yeah, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Murushalin Ksherim, okay? Murushalin means long, elongated. They were extra long, extra large. Mesulkin, let's say they're extra short. psulim. Okay, so first case is kosher. You can already understand why, because Yeshu Chacham is Haimana. Maybe, perhaps. We'll see in a second. The Salakin of Psulin. Okay, wait. That's just the Salakin Psulin. Vatanya, please. Vatanya, we went to the Brisa. The Salakin Ksherin, the case of Misulik, is also kosher. Stira. Amram Racham Alei Kasher. Kansha Silken Aide Avnate. Kan the lesnahu me ikora klau. Remember the names over here. Rami Bar Chama says that it depends. If they were long, sorry, the case of Mesulik, we're going on. If they were short, me ikora, meaning they were made too short, it was the wrong size pants. So in that case, it's going to be puzzle. But if they were the right size, and then he makes it short because he pulls up his pants with the abnate, that's beseder, like Urkel. Rav Amar, Rav says, both cases are going to be possible. Whether you do it, in other words, the case of, Rashi says over here, the Murshalan and the Sulakin. It's not going in the case of Rav Bar Chama. Rashi says, so according to Rav, just remember this, Rav Bar Chama holds that every single case is going to be kosher, except where it's made, originally made too short, okay? Rav holds every case is puzzle, except in the case where it's too long, let me just look at Rashi again, let me get the Echem Rishon, the Echem Usulok, and Yosem Midai, Shloi Al Yedei Avnit, except when they're made too short with the Avnit. So, okay, so Rav holds almost like the opposite. Rav holds everything is going to be puzzle, unless the only reason why it's short is because you pulled it off with the belt. Okay? Fine. Rav Huna Iklu Argiza. He visited Argiza. Ramile Bar Ush Bizechnie and his host asked him, V'yamar Shmuel Mushal and Ksheir Musalakim Sulit. Vatani Litana Braisa Musalakim Ksheir. Right? Shmuel said before, Mushal and Ksheir Musalakim Sulit. We have a Braisa saying Musalakim Ksheir. It's the same question we asked before. Amalei Barbi Ladahi, that's not a kasha. We already had an answer. The Shaim Bar Chama. Elul Rav kasha, but according to Rav, it's kasha. Rav says Mushalan and Musulakin are both psulin. And here we have a brisa which says that Musulakin is ksherin. We're going to also have to answer how Mushalan are ksherin. Right? There's two kashas from Rav. Nechite Mamai Mushalan. What's the case of Mushalan when they're too long? Musulakin Ayidei Avnate. We're talking about a case where they were made too long, but the Brisa holds that it's okay because he lifted it up with his belt. So his belt lifted it up and now it's the right size. Now what are you going to have to say in order for that to be true? The Avnate, Megas Gaiz, Megas Ogiz. And you have to say that even though technically the amount of material in the clothing is extra, but excessive, yeah, but there's excess. But now that he brings it up with his belt, that cuts it off. So now that it's really considered the right size. But if that's the case, El Musulakin, if that's the case, then why is the case of Musulakin kosher? Right, if you look at Rashi, Rashi has the Chani chain, Ustam Musulakin, Gavai Menakarka, Lamaila Miraglov, Mashma. Right? And that's, in other words, according to Rav, we can't answer the answer of Rav Bachoma. Rav Bachoma said that the way it's Musulak is through the Avnik. But we said the first case now is talking about where is Musulak Ayyadeh the Avnik. The second case where it's Masul can't has to be a different case. And yet, what does it say? It's still kosher. So it's still kosher. So how does Rav? Rav can answer that question. So I'm Rav Zeiro, Rav Chodetni. Rav held it was one, that Brisa which said Murusholin and Musulakin, he looked at his one case. The case is Murusholin, Shesilka, Naidei Abnei, Ksharin, like we said before. That Murushalin, if they're long, and then you shorten them through the Avnei, then it's going to be kosher, because he holds that the Avnei is Megas Ogis. So again, according to Rav, the only case it's going to be kosher is when you fitted it to size through the Avnei. But if it's dragging on the ground, or it's short Meikara, or if it's short, even Ayde the Avnei. Okay? Here, he did it. He made it the right size. You understand? I hope everyone understands that. He made it the right size through the Avnate. That's okay. So Rav holds there's two problems with Tzul. Either, firstly, it has to be made mitchila of the right exact size. And then he holds a new Svar that an Avnate could be make is it. But let's say it's too short, it wouldn't work. And let's say it's too long, it wouldn't work. Shmuel held the opposite. Shmuel held that in all cases it's going to be kosher, except where it was originally made too short. Okay?
Good.
Let's say you have them when they're too long, but you didn't shorten them. So you have them, the beged is dragging along the floor. In that case, Tanoi, it's Machlekes Tanoi. We said it's Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, really, but now we're saying it's Machlekes Tanoi. The Tanya to Braisa. Our Arba Kafes Kasuscha talking about tzitzis. Says you have four corners. You put tzitzis on the four corners. Arba Velay Sholish. Four corners, but not three corners. Now, what does it mean, four corners, but three corners, by the way? It means, like Rashi says, you can't really have something that's square without having four corners. It means the third corner was rounded out. Sorry, the fourth corner was rounded out. It wasn't a square. It wasn't. Right, Rashi says he rounded it. He rounded it. Okay? So in that case, there's no chiyuv tzitzis. Or maybe it's coming to exclude the case where you have five corners. Now, how do you have five corners? You slit one side. So now there's two corners on one side. Yeah.
Why can't it be both?
What do you mean? Have four corners with slitting and rounding one? Okay. Well, you're right. The next Bryce is going to say that opinion. This Bryce. Okay. We'll see why. Yeah. Very good. We'll see in the next Bryce. That's exactly what the next opinion is. Okay. So, but first, this opinion held that it's. We'll see why in a few lines. This opinion held that it's four and not three. But maybe four, not five. Then you have a riboy asher t'chasid bo. So that says you could. So if you have five corners, you do have a chiyuv of tzitzis. Amani ka mekayim arba arvoy sholish. When it says four, what does that mean? Four, not three. Umarois rabbis balas chomesh. This is to answer your question. Umarois rabbis balas chomesh lohoitzi balas sholish. Marba ani balas chomesh yesh b'chal chomesh arba. It's better to use five because yesh b'chal masvayim onu. Right? In five or four. Because if you have three, you don't have four in three. Okay? So that's that opinion. The Tanya Yidoff, the other Bryce held, four, not three, four, not five.
The previous Shita would be
Bryce.
The previous Shita would be four and up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Right.
Anything that's Bechal Messiah is, yeah, maybe.
You have Abrakanfei.
Right, it's
Bechal. You have Abrakanfei. Which one do you start with?
Interesting. I don't know. For some reason, I feel like that'll be okay. But okay. What?
About five. That's it. You put it on five. Which one?
Right.
Which one do you leave out?
Oh, that's a Shiloh Rebbe. If you have five, do you put it on all five or you put it just on four?
You put it on five.
That's a Shiloh Menachos, right? In Paragat Chelus. If let's say you have five, it's Machlekes Rashi and Taisus, maybe? No. What happens when you have five? It just means you put it on four, you put it on five. I think it's a Machlekes in Paragat Chelus, maybe, right? Put on four. I think this is Machlekes. No. Kesus cha, meaning it's a miyut. Your kesus singular. Your kesus singular to exclude another type of beggar. Now kesus is arba. Yeah. At the end of the day, that's what. Yeah. Now the other brisa says only four, not three or five. So what's the machlekes? One brisa holds that four is not five, and one brisa holds the first one four and up. My lad, the bar sover yes to command the isidomi, bar sover command the isidomi. Machlekes is whether if something is extra, is that considered like just an addition which is present, or it's like nothing. It's yes to command less, and therefore we're going to say the same thing by the case of the excessive begging. If it's too long, do we consider it that it's the extra part is? Is that as if it's not here? It's like something. It's not. You have the right amount, and that makes it okay. The fact that there's extra, well, we don't care about that. The other opinion holds it's commanda esedami. It's what do you mean? You have one beggar that's too big. You wear a suit that's too big. You don't say What do you mean? It's the right size, except there's an extra part. It doesn't work like that. Okay. Next time you have an extra large suit. Probably in this Gemara. So that's Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. If Merushalim are kosher or not.
Why isn't it the son of the public department?
Right, why is it? Why is it the Ksarin of the Chavos Sefaris? It's interesting, but you know, the truth is, your Kasha, Shmuel, your Kasha really is back on the Braisa, right? The Braisa in the beginning said, Mushalim, Musalkim, Musalkim, Avod of Vodas is Ksheira. So you're asking, the Braisa then says, next few cases that are possible to the Evid, you're asking, that it should be a case, it should be a problem with covering the Sepharis if it's too big or too small. Is it? I guess it's not a problem. I hear? I don't know. Okay. That's a debatable. Holding in the bars and beholder. No, I hear. I mean, here, we're not talking about a suit, though. We're talking about a kasoinos. Yeah. I hear. Okay. I don't know. Oh, so that's the chari of the machlokes. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, machlokes Tanoi. And Mara says no. Like the kuli alma commande isadomi. Everyone holds that it's going to be possible like Rav, because it's there. You have extra material. Mashani yachol the Rabbi Rachmon asher techasibo. But here it's different because it's a special riboy. It says asher techasibo. Really? Yeah. In other words, rest of the when it comes to big day kahuna, not tzitzis. Big day kahuna. The rule would be. That it wouldn't be kosher, would be considered commander ase, but by tzitzis we have a special reboot. The idoch and the other opinion, what do they do with that? The other braiso just said, arba v'loi sholish v'loi chamesh, but we totally forgot about the words, or ignored the words of the chasabo. What do you use with those words? My oven lay, meboile lichenitanyo, learned in a braiso, isem unsoi, prat v'ksuos lailo. You shall see the tzitzis, that's coming to exclude the ksus laila. Look at Rashi, of course. This is a big, big machlekes. Rashi in the Rosh, in the Ran, and the Rambam. Prat l'ksus laila, Rashi says, is talis ha'asuya l'ksus laila. Your pajamas, that's p'tur minat tzitzis. Those are p'tur minat tzitzis. It has to be a beggar that does, and Rashi is mashma. Not, my problem is Rashi menachis. It's not like this. But Rashi is mashma that lu yitzuya, you'd wear those begodim during the day. Let's say you wear your pajamas in the day, right? Sadasach mentioned. So they wear the pajamas in the day. Do you have a chiyuv of tzitzis? Rashi's mashma that there wouldn't be a chiyuv of tzitzis because it's miyuchad l'layla. The rush is the opposite. The rush holds. It depends when you wear it. Oh, sorry, there'll be the time. Right? Yeah. And then there's the Rambam and the Ran also. Ran holds both are. The Ran, it's important to remember, Ran holds both. Either it's miyuchad ksus laila, or you wear it at night. Even if it's a ksus yoyim, it's not going to have a chiyuv of tzitzis. Yeah. And the ksus laila is potter, according to the Ran. And if you wear whatever you wear at night also, that's also potter and not tzitzis. Okay, so that's the din of ksus laila. So that's what Isa Moisoi. Ayena ela prat the ksus suma. Or maybe the part that's coming to be memayit the ksus suma. The clothing of a suma that he's wearing, that he won't have, if you hold the suma's chayv in mitzvahs, that's the sugya in chagiga. Right, so ksus suma, kishu aymer asher techasebo, hare ksus suma amr. When it says asher techasebo, that's coming to include a ksus suma. Hamani mekayim or isem oisoi. So the Torah says you have to see the tzitzis, what's that coming to exclude? Probably ksus laila. It's coming to exclude the case of ksus laila. Umarois, now what do you see here to, the rabbi is ksusuma ulohaitzi ksus laila, to include ksusuma and to exclude ksus laila. Marbadi ksusuma shiyeshna briya itzalacherim. Because everyone can see ksusuma, the problem isn't in the begging. It's not a din in the chefs, it's in the garment. Well, it depends how you learn. It's totally in your word, how you learn over there. Beidach, and the other opinion, how does he know this halacha? He holds the chasabah is coming to include a chamish, right? So what does he use? How does he know these drushes over here? Not blame asher. Asher loy techasabah. Or asher techasabah. V'idach asher loy dorish. He doesn't make the drasha from asher. Okay, good. Vayter. Tanu Rabbanu. It says in many places that the big day kahuna have to be bad. Bad. Now, we know what mean. We our school translates it for us, and we're brought up with that meeting, but this is the source of what it means, bad. Now, the word bad comes from the word levad, which means by itself. So, Tanu Rabbanu. Bad, sheyu shel butz. The material has to be linen or flax, which is linen. Bad, in other words, another time it says bad, look at Rashi, you'll see all the psukim. Sheyu chadoshim, they should be new clothing. They can't be old. Bad, sheyu shezurim, it means that the thread should be spun. Okay? Meaning you don't have just one fiber of linen, it's spun. And then the next thing, Bashi Uchutim Kafel Shisha, to actually have six strands per thread. I think that's how you say it. Bad Shlayubash Shelchol Imahen. And then Bad, oh, this is the other drasha. The Bad says that you should have it by itself. It's like we said, the word Bad means like Labad. And you shall not wear Big Day Chol with it. So here we have another, you should not wear Big Day Chol. Now obviously it's not talking about where you were replaced one of the big day kodesh with big day chol. That'll be chisur begadim. Machar means you added on. You wore your scarf.
Yes, the alchol is the part. No, sir.
Yeah. So this is the problem. So or right. So this is the you can really, it's really a problem of both opinions. Because Rashi learned the case of yisur achas over here in the beginning from No. That's, he doesn't say. So it could be Rashi's source is from this Gemara over here. But according to the Rambam, it's, maybe this is where he gets Tzitzel Katan. I don't know. But this is not, the question is, has this shtim with the din of Yitur Begadim? So maybe it's not. It's not the din of Yitur Begadim. Mm-hmm. It's just saying you should not have, it's not Yitur Begadim unless you wear another one of the big day kahuna. Let's say you wear your overcoat or something. That's not part of the big day kahuna. That would be a new psul, a new problem of Shalei Yavash Shalcholi Ma'ed. Yeah, I don't know if it's a... Yeah.
Right.
What's the point? The two can. Right. The Rambam says it's Yitur.
So we have some Mishnah and I said and Rashi, how the Gemara is later on.
Oh.
Tzilzul Katan is a problem of Yitur Begadim.
It is a problem with Yitur Begadim, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have to reconcile the two things. Besides, I saw a shtickle from the Chazon Yecheskel has a nice piece you want to look.
You know, the Havamina for here, you mean?
Yeah, over here, on this Gemara.
Beget Shochol, you mean?
Yeah, Beget Shochol, this Gemara, yeah. Yeah. Okay, fine. So this we have like, six drushes? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 drushes from the word bad. I'm like a bailer of Yosef. A bailer of Yosef. I understand that it has to be from linen. That's what the word bad teaches us. It's telling us that you have to have the clothing made out of linen and nothing else. Elabaj, you chadoshim in sachin lo. That which you made the drusha, that the bad, that they have to be new and they can't be worn out clothing, old clothing. But I look in a brisa, yisuchalking sheirin. It says that if you have old clothing, which we had in the brisa nomen aleph, then those are going to be, that's going to be kosher stira amalei. And so Rabbi Yisus said that by l'tameich, according to you, bad sheichutan kapel shisha. You're going to tell me what? You're going to take this brisa at face value, and that means that bad teaches us that the thread has to be of 6 strands. What do you mean? Bad chad chad chudei mashma. The word bad, like we said, comes from the word levad, which means by itself. So how do you learn out from the word bad that you need to have 6? Elo hachikamar. This is what it means, the price of. Bog begodim shenerma bohen bad. Tzvichin shu shabot, chadoshim, shizurin, shechutim kapul shisha. And however, yesh mehen lemitzu, yesh mehen la'akev. Meaning, it's not said in one strand, one thread. It's not said in one thread, right? It's telling us the halacha that applies to Big Day Kahuna. And that's described as those begadim that where it says the word bad by them. And that, those halachas, sometimes they're ma'akiv, sometimes they're not. Meaning, if you learned everything out from the word bad, so then it have to be equal on an equal playing field. But now that they're not all learnt out from the word bad, each one has its own drasha. You look at Rashi. Rashi means the sources. It just means that the way of identifying the begadim that have bad, which are big lekuna, have to have these halachas. Some are ma'akev and some are not. And that which we say that the worn out clothing is not considered is kosher b'di'evid. That's one of the cases where it's not going to be a psul b'di'evid. Mimai dahai bad frankly more. Mimai dahai bad kisnu. How do you know that bad is linen, flax, pishlam? Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, because it says it's a bad. You look this up. I looked it up. Is davar ha'olam in akarka bad bivad? Right. It grows from the seed. You look at the seed of a flax seed. It only has one strand growing out from each seed. One stalk or strand, or however you want to call it, flower. You look it up. It's true. The flax seed has only one flax strand growing out of it. And that's why it's called bad. That's how we know that bad refers to flax. Okay? Ema, frankly, Gemara. Ema, Imra. Let's say it's going to, why don't you say it's wool? Also, wool has separate hairs. They don't grow out of the same follicle. Each hair's got its own follicle. So say it's referring to wool. Why not? Gemara says no mitzvah because the hairs split. They split once they grow. They get frizzled. Yeah, this is frizzled. Kisna, back to Gemara, Kisna Nami Mifsil. Back to Gemara, it's also going to split. We also split the flax. Not on the... it's different. Hayidei Lekusa Mifsil. No, they don't grow like that. But when you... The way you... Right, yeah. So that's how you produce linen strands. You bang it and it splits. And you get many strands of flax and linen. Okay. Interesting, the Tosfos over here, we're not going through the whole thing, but Tosfos over here talks about canvas. If canvas is pishlim or not, Tosfos says there's a huge nafkamina in regards to kelayim. So machlekes Rabbeinu Ephraim in the Bali Tosfos and Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, if canvas is pishlim or not. The Rabbeinu Ephraim holds that it's not, it's considered a min pishlim. And the Rabbeinu Chaim holds that it's not. And, Tandus. Right, so for the Mishnah in Kalayim, the Rav Ephraim, he differentiates between that material and the Heintegger. When he says canvas, our canvas. And I saw brought down, I think the Shita Megubetza says it over here, that, the Rav Ephraim, he literally, I don't know if he meant that as a joke or not, but he, literally tore his hairs out and sent letters to the Rabbeinu Tam bemoaning the fact that people in those days were not makbid on putting canvas and tzemer together. So I saw it brought down from the Shita. I don't know if I can find it. Here. Shilch Rabbeinu Tam in Ois Chofei. B'shilch Rabbeinu Tam chuvas meleis saris shetolish mizikne al minago oilom meroif sar. He tore out his hair. He pulled his hair out, literally. Yeah. Yeah. And that's the machlekes of Rabbeinu Chaim Ben Chaim.
Today, canvas is cotton. Those days, it was hemp. Hemp is a plant that's similar. Yeah, canvas.
Hemp,
which is a similar plant to cotton.
Hemp. Marijuana.
Cannabis.
Cannabis.
Cannabis. Right. But flax and hemp are related to
it. Okay, that was something I never knew.
Don't worry about it because it's cotton.
Okay, so not the canvas that we're talking about today. Okay, good to know.
I just checked up on Google. Canvas today is made out of cotton or linen.
Baruch Nabi, look at the sheet of Ischafei. Fascinating.
Okay.
Ravina Omar. Ravina said, Mehochi. He has a different source that the begadim of the Big Day Kahuna was the linen. He said, because it says in Yechezkel, Pari Pishtim Yu Arashim, and it say Pishtim Yu Amasneim, Liachru Biyoza. So it says that they wore Big Day Pishtim. Can't get more clear than that. What do you mean? That's the source. What happened before Yecheskel came along? Right there. What? Yeah, right. Listen. It says, Ko ben necher orelei, orobosel, oyovel, omidoshi. Right, it says the Orel Lev, the new din, an Orel can't serve in the Beis Hamikdash. An Orel Lev is someone who's a Rashi. Rashi says, what happened? Achibo Yecheskel Menolim. What did they? Only Yecheskel is Machanish? El Gemara Gemirilo. Nosi Yecheskel Vasmach Akroi. It was a Gemara. They actually knew it from Moshe. It wasn't Messiah. Well, Yecheskel came along and he put it in the Psukim. Hachanami Gemara Gemirilo. And Yecheskel came along and said it. So really, we knew before. This is actually a viable source that, the Gadim of the Kayin were made out of Pishton. What does the pasuk mean when it says they shall not gird themselves with yosa? Amar Abaya, layachru, they should not wear the avnet, specifically, I think that's referring to, yeah, Rashi says the avnet, they shouldn't wear b'makim shim, that's what it means to be chayger, it's a belt, b'makim shim azin, in the place where you sweat, which is by the armpits. So when you wear the belt, it should go up to here, where your elbows. They should not wear the belt below the boich. So don't wear your belt there because it sweats. There's sweat over there. Yeah, okay. And not above your elbows again. Why? Because that's the place that when you hit, you're constantly sweating over there. Okay, there was Israeli. You don't want to be over. Ela keneged atzila yedein. Rashi says al tlay saying keneged amarafik, which is the elbow. Amar Rashi, Amar lihuna bar nosim.
Only didn't the avne.
The truth is, I don't think this is ma'akim diraisa. But is it only a din? What other piece of clothing would it apply to?
Any bag.
Yeah.
What do you do with the tzitzis?
How do you wear tzitzis?
Tzitzis is someone from the top. What? It's a gown. It's not a shirt. It's a gown. It's not like we wear a shirt either.
Right.
Or like a
tunic.
Like a night shirt. It's really more like a night shirt.
A robe. Like a robe.
Tunic.
Almost like a robe.
It went over the head, yeah.
Went over the head and it went all the way down.
Like
a gown.
Yeah, I don't know how it applies. Yeah, I hear. Okay, fine. Finishing up here. Amar Avashi, Amar Avashi, Amar Ihuna Barnosin. Ihuna Barnosin said, Zinuchoda, one time, Havikuin the Kamedi is Gadar Malka. I was standing in front of his Gadar. I don't know who that king was, or
Persian
king. What happened was, my belt was a little bit too high, and he fixed it up for me. He brought it down. Come on, put yourself together, Ashi, over here. Straighten your tongue. Normally, and he said to me, you walk around with a coffee stain on your shirt. You wear a hat with that looks like home plate. You have to stop dressing fine. When he came, Ravashi, after he was humiliated, he was put in his place, but he came in front of Amemar. Amemar said, he said that, look, true, Malach is kind of the guy Kaddish, but you should know that a king straightened your clothing for you.
Yeah.
And that's a bracha. The kings are going to be your Meshamsim, your servants, and they're going to straighten your clothes. So don't be humiliated by it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rebbe. Thank you.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.